It's called the water's edge loophole because companies can park their money in foreign countries.
Like Barbados, the Bahamas, the British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, also Belize, Costa Rica, Hong Kong, Singapore. It's countries all over the world that are listed as various tax haven countries.
That's Bruce Spate, who is the director of WISPRG, the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group that did the study. It shows Wisconsin loses out on $28.8 million in tax revenue each year. In March, a bill was introduced in the legislature that would have closed the loophole, but there wasn't enough time in this session to address the measure. Spate says the loophole is currently legal. He says the proposed legislation would force big companies who can afford accountants to play by the same rules that smaller companies follow.
It levels the playing field for all taxpayers, make sure that we're all playing by the same rules, and most importantly, doesn't stick the rest of us with picking up the tab for those who can exploit the tax code to their benefit.
Montana and Oregon have already passed legislation that shuts off the so-called water's edge loophole. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.